Hello and welcome to Disaster Us, a comedy podcast where three messy adult friends talk about our pop culture passions and weird obsessions. I'm Kyle, and my degrees are in elaborate stamp making.
I am Catherine, and when I was in high school, I was voted runner-up for most unique.
I'm Jenny, and my sister refuses to listen to this podcast because she, quote, doesn't need any more chaotic energy in her life, unquote.
We love it. We love to hear it.
Love you. We love your sister. Anyhow, so for this episode, we are going to talk about our brief history together. Our brief history, our long history.
Brief.
I mean, brief in like in the form of like this planet's like millions of years old, maybe.
No, I've been here the whole time.
I knew it.
All right, so we're going to transition from that into talking about one of our favorite topics, which is our astrological signs. And then we're going to finish on up with talking about the things we like, the things we don't like in pop culture, and the things you're probably going to hear about on this podcast, or maybe never again, because they should never be spoken of.
True.
The deep magic and all that. Yeah, well, why don't we just dive right in then? So let's talk about sort of how we all met. One of the things that I think is really interesting about this little threesome of us is that we all kind of met independently of each other, like, and then we sort of like amoebized into this one thing. Is that a word? I don't know, but we're using it.
The English language is made up. It's fine.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but I think that's one of the interesting things about, well, high school in general, which is so unfortunate that we ever had to go or be there. But I feel like that's how most of my friend groups happen. All of a sudden, you're just like, ah, yes, I'm friends with these other people. I guess that's not everyone's experience, but all of a sudden, you just weave in and out of groups and find each other.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, basically.
So, how did we meet?
Oh, God. Well, Catherine and I have a weird history in that technically we met way back in elementary school.
Technically.
Because we were technically in a theater camp way back when we were like, what, 11, 10 or 11? Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. And you were the chief of the Pigaloo tribe.
I was. What is it? Treasure Island.
Yes. Treasure Island. And I played a various amount of roles, including one of the Pigaloo members, tribe members. Yeah.
Was it racist? Probably.
Definitely.
But that was a different time. And by that, I mean, we're taking accountability for our actions.
Yeah.
True. So,
overall, it was theater for you and I, Kyle. We did, because we met later again in maybe middle school, definitely high school. You saw me
high
in middle school.
I saw you in middle school and thought you were cool, but the first time that we like actively began a friendship was your freshman year of high school and my sophomore year of high school, when we were in Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Definitely, yeah. That was and a killer just, show.
I feel aged just thinking about that, though.
We don't talk about 2009.
yeah, for various reasons.
I just want to say that, Kyle, it's very impressive to me that anybody would think I was cool in middle school. So I want to say that that's the reason we're still friends today. So,
I mean, that's how I learned of you.
I thought it was, I thought it was blackmail.
yeah. Wait, you learned of me in middle school, Jenny?
Yeah, I think you were in the same advisory with my sister. And so my sister talked about you and you're like, tank tops over your actual shirts and shit. So
no. No.
Yeah.
The layering of the mid-2000s.
Why are we already like bashing on me? This is episode one.
No, I thought it was a look. I'm not like bashing on you at all. I love it.
It is not a bash. And trust me, we're all gonna eat some kind of crow at some point. It's fine.
Eat a crow. Never heard that.
You've never heard of eating crow?
No, I have now.
So Catherine's kind of a boomer, so the sooner that you acknowledge that, the sooner you can appreciate it.
That's like a boomer idiom.
You know, I never said I made sense.
It's fine, but let's keep talking about Jenny and Catherine. Yeah, how'd y'all meet?
Officially, we met in freshman year art class.
Freshman year art class.
That was a good class.
No, honestly, it was a really good class. It was a goddamn disaster. Our table didn't make any sense at all.
I just really wish I could say the first and last name of the guy we sat with, because I'll never forget it, because it was so badass. His name was Gage, and I don't know why he sat with us. Didn't he have, like, lip piercings and stuff?
Well, no, that no Gage was
engaged with you.
No, it wasn't Gage, oh, but no. He was related to a Gage. Yeah, he thought we didn't like him for the longest time, and it wasn't that. We all thought he was hot until he opened his mouth, so we were just really fine with him not speaking.
That's true.
Isn't that the case most of the time, right? It's the hot people, when they speak, they suddenly let you realize.
Well, because he was like,
why we don't let them talk.
Because he was like a junior or a senior, and anytime he opened his mouth, it'd be something like, wow, this little Wayne song is so fire, or some shit like that. And it's just like, it's not. But I'll forgive you.
That's great.
What a time, you guys. I remember definitely hanging out with Jenny, and Jenny was going through her anime phase, which I'm so glad to have witnessed and not made fun of her, because I know that, Jenny, you did witness my late bloom anime phase in college, so.
I mean, your anime phase was a lot less embarrassing. Also, I don't think you could have shamed me for it. I gave zero fucks.
I think it's important that we note for any potential audience that neither of your anime phases actually ended. You're still in them.
I resent that, and yet.
I mean, I would like to say mine's a lot more under control. I don't wear cat ear hats to general public events or at all, so I feel like I have reformed a little bit.
See, you guys, yesterday, not yet, yeah, yesterday, I actually was browsing the internet, and I was thinking, I think I could be like Lolita. I think I could dress Lolita. Wouldn't that be fun? And then I was like, girl,
it's so much work.
Get a hold of yourself.
You're going too far. You are going off the deep end.
Not only is it so much work, it's really expensive, Catherine. I'm going to be real with you. Don't do it. Not because it's not cute, but
I got a raise at work, and now I want to spend my money.
I wish I could relate to getting a raise at work.
Oh my
God.
You guys.
Okay. Story. So y'all met in art class.
Though. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oddly enough, where Jenny and I met was in an art class.
It was the next art class. Course. It was literally the next quarter.
Yeah. It was like drawing class.
Yeah.
Like that. I think it might have been specifically drawing, but we met through, I believe it was a mutual friend, correct?
Yeah.
In that class.
The mutual friend introduced us.
Yeah. And then I don't know why, but for some reason we both found each other at least somewhat amusing.
One comment I do remember from you, which sticks for me, and I now like think about it, is like one time I put on like minty lip gloss, because it was back in the day where I put on lip gloss every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're just this contrasts too much with your deodorant, which is floral themed. You gotta pick one.
That's great. Like... That's great. That is me. To accuse Jenny of being absolutely so much.
You know, Kyle, I think that that's not only just like a part of your like who you were in high school, because like you did say some like bonkers shit sometimes that was like, that was sort of like rude.
Oh, I was bitchy.
But so was I. And it really, honestly, I think I was more like mesmerized. I'm like, how can you smell all of those scents all at once? How do you know my deodorant is floral? Am I that sweaty? I wasn't even a sweaty person yet. We had to grow
into
it. It's funny
because I have a notoriously shitty sense of smell. So,
oh no!
You must have been just absolutely wafting.
You know, guys. That was the time. That was the time in our lives when, like, people's scents at school were very noticeable or overpowering. You know, like you would put on too much, or it was just that time.
Yeah, the Bath and Body Works
like
was strong.
Axe body spray.
Oh God, that too.
The Bath and Body Works is strong with this one.
Yeah. So then how I because I forget, how did the three of us actually get together? Do you guys remember?
I want to say it's speech.
Although I was only in speech for a year, so it had to have been something else too. Kyle, you and I, like, we had a mutual friend group that we would occasionally hang out with too for, like, gatherings.
Yes. Yes. And we would definitely, like, run into each other at parties and be like, hey, it's you.
Yeah, we had a lot of, well, no, I distinctly remember, like, sophomore year, we all went to, like, homecoming dance or whatever, and we all have pictures together. So we definitely did, like, run into each other at some point. I just don't remember the actual sticking point.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when I assume we must have all, maybe it was a party that Catherine had had or something.
Or something.
That would also
If I ever had a party, what you could call a party. Because, like, the thing I remember us doing the most is just watching TV together. Because we definitely did that thing where I was house-sitting for a friend and we watched movies at her house while her whole family was gone.
And made mac and cheese.
I think we need to back up on that story a little bit because it is truly one for the ages.
Oh, no, it was True Blood. It was True Blood, and it was this story.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were, we decided at some point that we were gonna watch True Blood, but we didn't have a good place to do it. So Catherine was house sitting, and we decided we were gonna just break into their house and not tell them we were gonna do this.
I mean, breaking in.
Break in. Catherine basically had a party at somebody else's house without telling their parents.
By party, we watched True Blood and ate mac and cheese. It was the least party ever.
But you know what? We stole that mac and cheese from them.
She said that I could have it. And the cat, was the cat not accompanied? Did it not get pets?
And of course, the tropical fish.
And the tropical fish. They got all the attention fish needs.
We couldn't pet the tropical fish. That'd be bad, but...
No.
But that doesn't mean we didn't try.
Yeah.
We actually did not try, because you don't want to pet tropical fish.
No.
Disclaimer, please don't pet your fish.
No, please. But I guess to say, this is sort of how our friendship started. It ended up culminating in a beautiful annual tradition where we three disasters get together and bake an abomination gay cake or confectionery every year. And that's all there is to it. We're just really bad at organizing and all the things that it takes to bake a cake and run a podcast. So I hope you enjoy.
Okay, to be fair, it's not always a cake. Well, that in itself was a thing, because the two, Kyle and Catherine, were baking the cake, and I think I just, like, invited myself over. So that's how the first gay cake happened. And then
we should mention that we made this cake to celebrate the legalization of gay
marriage. This was like 2013. It was a while ago. It was a great time.
But I would say that is the, like, real moment, I think, that we solidified ourselves as long-term friends.
True.
Where we were gonna be friends for a long time.
Like after high school.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Annually, we don't have the money to pay for that, Catherine.
Oh yeah, sorry. Oops. That's my own creation. You'll see the rest of the song later.
Oh my god.
All right. Shall we talk about our signs?
Let's get into the signs then. So here's this lovely little obsession that we've picked up at some point through the ages. I personally don't put a lot of stock into astrology as, like, a guiding principle in life, but I think it's a really fun sort of metric with which to evaluate one's personality by sort of reacting to the things you read about it. I'm sure I'm not alone there, right?
Oh no, that's totally true.
Yeah. So we just wanted to start by talking a little bit about our signs and the various elements of astrology. We're going to focus on the big three. So we're going to talk about the sun sign, which is the sign that pretty much everybody knows. It's the sign that sort of represents your basic identity, the core of who you are. We're going to talk about moon signs, which is representative of your emotional sort of being, your core. So that's how you may think of yourself, maybe. And then we're going to talk about the rising sign, which is more about the ways that people sort of perceive you, the way that you're seen in different scenarios and settings. So I'm just going to run through and list our little trio signs there for each of us. And then we'll start to break it down for what that means about the whole, right? So my sun sign is Cancer, which is sort of the crab and sort of that homebody sort of a figure. My moon sign is Virgo, which is a little bit more of like a measured sort of figure. And then my rising is Leo. So I seem like I'm a very loud, performative, self-involved individual. Jenny, what are your
more
signs?
As the yeah. Cancer though, Kyle.
Well, you know me pretty dang well, man.
You're a little hermit crab.
Yeah, you know me pretty
Stay at home.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, but Jenny, why don't you tell us what your three are right there?
All right. So I have a Sagittarius sun, so I'm the Archer. I'm kind of a hot mess as a result. I have a Taurus moon. And then I'm a Capricorn rising. So basically you have my Sagittarius sun battling constantly with my moon and rising, which are like earth signs. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit of a mess because there's parts of me that are rational, kind of. But then you have to contend with chaos.
Yeah. Your fire sign is strong. Yeah.
It's very strong.
And then Catherine, mm-hmm. where are you at?
So my sun is the Gemini, and since we're all naming it, it's the twins, which sounds weird. And I know I've said this to you guys all the time, but I've never ever felt like a Gemini, just because Geminis are perceived as being very social, like partiers, gossipy, all this stuff. But, you know, if you look into it more in depth, you know, the Gemini trait is being kind of, you know, indecisive and always wanting to do something fun and adventurous. Mm-hmm. Literally when I looked it up, something said, if you hang out with a Gemini, the only one thing certain, you're never bored. And that is not true with me. I'm going to give you the Catherine seal here. You will be bored a lot.
Oh, God. No.
Maybe that's because of my moon or my rising, but my moon is Jenny. So basically that's not it. It's not you, Jenny.
My moon is Jenny.
My emotional span is Jenny's general. Being.
And by that we mean Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. And my rising is Libra. And I literally had to Google this before we did this. And it actually makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So you said the moon is, or the rising is how you're perceived by others. And basically it sounds like the Libra just has their shit together. Mm-hmm. Just says they're clever, they're fair-minded, they're mm-hmm. seen as being cooperative, you know, somebody who's believes kind of in equality and social connection and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm literally a social worker, so
yeah. Oh no, for sure. I think your Libra is pretty present, but I also think your Gemini, because it's the twin, sort of operates in that same sort of like duality, and so I think that's a big part of why that sort of like sits for you, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, I guess it works out. I'm just really energetic and also kind of like a peacekeeper social person.
Also, I've never known anyone that was bored around you because you're a big fucking goofball.
Yeah, like I don't know where you got boring out of any of that. I mean, even like the Libra part is not boring.
We can agree to disagree on that one.
Oh my god. But so when we have these fun little astrological sign soups here, let's talk about how we start to mix when we start to add them in combination to one another. So let's talk about Kyle and Jenny. And
what?
How much that on paper doesn't work.
I mean, it works because it's us, but
it does. But if you look at it on paper, it's a little bit confused, and it's I'm sure it's deeper in the chart. But from a basic identity point of view, it's we're generally considered to be signs that are at odds with one another because I value a certain degree of stationary, sedentary, homebody security, kind of a lifestyle, and it's a highly emotional sort of a thing. Whereas Jenny is going to be a little bit more of a free spirit, a little bit more prone to wandering and adventuring and
a little
general things. A little, okay, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot.
Well,
But I mean,
you know, Kyle has this sense of, like we said, he is the best enabler that you'll ever meet. So yeah, Jenny's got more energy and Kyle wants to stay home, but if Jenny wants to do something, Kyle's like, chase your bliss, man.
that's true. Kyle enables a lot of my bad decisions, that do not need to be enabled.
You know what? If you want it rationalized, I can find a way to make it real for you.
I know that's the problem.
You just have
But
to
I
let me know
mean,
what you want.
also, sometimes I can be a little emotionally insensitive, so I need Kyle to also bring me down to earth because Kyle feels emotions, whereas I sometimes bottle them up.
Yes. I'm like, well, what about that other person?
Yeah, you know, keeping me accountable. Somebody's gotta.
Yeah, you
Yes.
need that Kyle in your
Yes,
life.
you do. And then there's Kyle and Catherine, another match
Yeah.
that on paper is
Should not
considered
work.
a challenging pairing.
But yet, Kyle and I are truly soulmates, right, Kyle?
It's true. Catherine is my soulmate. I will keep her forever. And of course, we love Jenny as well.
Yeah, but you two
Yes,
are
of
soulmates. It's been a thing.
It's been established.
Well, you know, this may work out. So obviously on paper, we're a challenging pairing with a Cancer and a Gemini. But like I said, my Gemini comes out in various different ways. You know, yeah, Kyle likes to stay at home more than I do, but really I am kind of a homebody too. My sense of adventure is a little bit different than the
Yeah.
what people typically see as a Gemini.
And that's because you're
And
on that Taurus cusp.
I'm on the Taurus cusp. Thank you, Kyle. I was about to mention my cusp.
That's cusping up here.
Yeah, it's straight cusping.
For those
Yeah,
of you
and
who
you
are
know,
actually into astrology and don't believe in cusps, we didn't invite you here. Please leave.
oh my God. So there was a really long time that I wanted to like convince myself I was on a cusp. I'm not. It's just Catherine actually is. I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to be on the cusp. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's you live on the fringes, neither at home in one or the other.
But so
Get
Jenny and
along
I, we are
very well.
perfect match. Yay!
On
Well,
paper, they're the
obviously. Well,
soulmates.
because we're sister
Yeah.
signs, because we're exactly
Oh.
opposite of each other. But
Yeah.
I mean, that actually really works out.
We have the same like desire for the drama, to not be in the drama, like involved, but to know everything about it. Every
It
single thing.
does.
We can be kind of nosy bitches. We just don't know how to mind our own business, and that's
Y'all are,
okay. That's
yeah. You
fine.
grab the popcorn and sit and watch the thing burn down.
Well, I want to know
I
everything.
mean,
But you know, the interesting thing is for the me and you, yes, we're both gossipy and we love those types of things, but really I feel like when you get the three of us together, a lot of the times I always feel like it's Kyle and Jenny, and maybe this is just the things you know about in town, you know, like pop culture and stuff like that. But like you guys are the ones who end up doing most of the talking, and I just go, oh yeah, I didn't even know that. So I just sit back and like listen to all the wonderful education I'm getting about
Okay.
pop culture.
You want to know why that is, though? It's because Jenny's got that hardcore fire sign. Like, Jenny is gonna go, 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 go. And then me being a water sign, I'm also a little bit more on the like movement, movement, movement versus you're an air sign. And so you're
What
just
does
trying to.
that even mean?
It means. So let's think of it this way, right? Okay, so the earth sign and the air sign, they're opposites, so they're complementary. They're both more grounded signs versus fire and water are movable in different ways, right? Fire is energetic. It's moving. It's
Engulfing.
passionate, fiery. Yeah. Versus water is mutable a little bit. It's sort of like it still is going to slowly progress down that river, but it's going to like put things out. It's going to. So I think Jenny and I, being that we're on that opposite side, then make a really good complement when it comes to like building each other up.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I'll go back to your enabler
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But you know, I think that's a pretty good gist of it. And I suppose now that you guys all kind of have a sense of who we are and our group dynamic, why don't we start to figure out what you're going to hear on the pod? Let's talk about these passions that get Jenny and Kyle all worked up while Catherine goes, yeah.
I don't know. Catherine has some passions too. Like, Catherine is downplaying herself and we're not for it.
You know, it's true. The amount of things that the amount of times I've heard Catherine talk about Sailor Moon.
Oh, so much. Rivaling me.
You gotta have the love for Sailor Moon. And sometimes, yes, you learn the Japanese phrase for in the name of the moon, I'll punish you. And you say it out loud in front of a crush. Sometimes you just do these things, you guys.
Sometimes you just do it in the middle of a busy sidewalk.
Oh Lord, no.
That's fine.
Expect Sailor Moon and anime content, because trust me, yeah, those two got it in spades.
Oh, especially the Sailor Moon. I mean, lifelong fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish God. I could say it was a lifelong fan for me, but I got to anime late, as we already talked about.
Well, I mean, I remember you're almost at a decade, though.
Oh. I just remember what, that Kyle? Thing I sent you guys, that phone number that you can call. And there's always,
I totally did it.
There is always an episode of Sailor Moon playing on this phone number, guys. I don't think I can emphasize enough to you how hilarious that is.
And I immediately listened to one whole episode because my Gemini self said, you have to do this now.
Well, the Sailor Moon fan base is dedicated. Like, if you're a Sailor Moon fan, you're not like half-assed with it if you're truly a fan. No, you go all out. Like, they still sell merch. They still have releases. I think it partially has to do, like, especially for fans in the US, there was like the huge Sailor Moon drought from like the late 2000s into like 2012-ish.
Yeah.
So now we make up for it by just never shutting the fuck up. And it's great.
Yeah. Because like 2012 was when Sailor Moon Crystal came out or something like that, right?
It was 2014, but they finally got the license. It's a long thing, but like they got licensing rights back for the manga. So the manga got republished in the second print by Kodansha, I think. I probably said that wrong. That's fine.
Okay. Because the first very much like we need to have you school us in another episode.
Well, because the first it's a long thing. It's a long thing. Like I said,
I can feel you like spinning up to get ready to like launch.
Oh, I know. I need to stop. Okay,
Jenny. No, see, this is the thing. I love Sailor Moon, and I love it like. You know, I watched all the episodes, yada, yada. Jenny is like, I know everything about such and such. Yeah. This is why we make a good team. But for my things that I'm an expert at, obviously we talked about anime. Also, I'm super into K-dramas, nostalgic movies. And on the another side, you know, so one thing that we're wanting to start is some of the things we're kind of knowledgeable about as well. Obviously, you're not getting professional advice from me. You don't get that for free. But we might be talking about stuff that, like, Jenny and I know, like guardianships and things like that. Might even teach you motivational interviewing, you know, just a couple things that we've picked up that maybe you can use. Although, expect it to be fun. We're not experts. We're just doing it because it's cool, and it's a cool way to look at people and stuff like that.
And
so,
of course, we'll get into the Britney stuff when we talk about the
Oh, God, no. I'm going to get canceled.
That's fine. that is something to expect, actually, every episode.
I might say something.
Try to get canceled.
I'm not going to actively. No, I'm not going to actively, because the reality of the situation is cancel culture is accountability culture, but most people aren't actually trying to hold people accountable. They're just trying to, like, pile on them for a week, then they forget about it. Okay, accountability culture only. Yeah. And it only works when you're actually trying to hold somebody accountable, and, like, half of these people can't even hold themselves accountable, so it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's just a PR game at that point.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I've seen enough of blank is over party trends on Twitter to know that most people don't actually get canceled. So, I'm not going to actually get canceled, but...
We're going to try.
But you're going to say some hot takes is the most important thing. Yes. And that's what we love about you, Jenny, because you got the hot takes.
Well, I also... Listen... Here's the thing. Like, if you're going to cancel me, half of you people listening, whoever you may be, even if it's just one person, half of you aren't properly hydrated on a regular basis. So how can you cancel me when you can't even drink water? Only hydrated people can cancel me. So.
Oh, boy.
God. So you're going to have to bring us your proof of hydration, a urine sample, please, before canceling.
Actually, no.
Jenny.
I don't want to see your piss. Just drink water.
Don't listen. Do not listen to Catherine right now.
Just drink water. Just drink water before you come for me.
Oh, my gosh.
But Jenny, tell us some of the other things you're going to tell us hot takes on. What do you like? What do you want to talk about?
So I like a good pop culture mess. I like to watch that.
We all love that. Oh,
I like to peruse Twitter and see stupid shit on there. So if I find something funny, I do like spicy court cases, especially like civil cases, because I think they tend to be actually spicier than criminal cases. Unpopular opinion, but it's true. I like to watch HBO shows. I have at least one per year that comes out that I watch with my family. So you will probably hear something about that. So if you want to listen to me talk about Euphoria for like 3 years, I'm here.
It's really part of the long con to get Catherine to watch Euphoria.
You know, I think I've watched two episodes. Two.
Would you watch two episodes?
Yeah, and there was a lot of sex, and I was like,
Oh no, it gets better.
I'll watch it.
It gets better.
I'll keep watching.
You gotta keep,
don't
you gotta
worry.
Keep going.
And then you have to watch it again. And then again, and then you'll get to me and you've seen it like 30 times for every episode. That's not an exaggeration, I don't think. I think I've seen like the main 8 episodes probably about 30 times.
Oh my god. Yeah, so that's something to be prepared for, guys. It's going to be some fun movie and television debates, I'm sure, amongst the three of us.
And then Kyle, what you got?
Mm-hmm. Oh god. Well, now that we're like heading up into like award season, I'm gonna watch those movies and you're gonna have to listen. I also, you know, I'm generally a very interested in the pop culture of the world because it doesn't make any sense. I'm fascinated. It's like a beautiful train wreck. So that's gonna come up. I have some opinions about art history and like those things because my background is in there with the visual arts and performative arts and all of that stuff. So you're gonna get probably pretty soon some hot takes about NFTs because that's some bullshit and I have opinions.
As you should.
What is an NFT?
Oh, girl.
We'll talk about it.
But it's we'll give you the official name is the non-fungible token. We'll explain it later at a later date, but it's some bullshit. And then
I was gonna go with non-fuckable teens.
Same thing.
not same thing. Not the same thing. I feel like both are bad.
Yes. Oh yeah. Differently bad. Really differently.
I mean,
bad.
You really shouldn't fuck a teen unless you maybe are a teen. Let's
even
go with that.
Yeah, and only consensually.
Wait, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
but I will also probably do some fun moments where I will bring up some fun facts because I love fun facts and I'm full of them. So I'm sure we'll start a segment for that.
Yeah, one thing that I know we all want to start for a segment, we're going to do, you know, things we're listening to, music. I know we all love music. I have a very eclectic taste, as one may know. I'm kind of a weeb. So we're going to try and throw some of that in there. Sorry, ahead of time.
But it will be a diverse selection of songs. We're gonna try to make sure we're not too much in one area too long.
And I don't think we will be.
I mean, the three of us are so different.
Yeah.
Well, I've also been listening to a lot of throwback, so.
Yeah, we'll take turns, and we'll assemble them into like a big old playlist for y'all or something.
If we're motivated enough.
I mean, we can build to it over time.
Yeah.
But I think that sounds pretty exciting, and I hope that everybody listening is excited as well. We are pumped to get to chat like this.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's a good wrap up to having to deal with quarantine for a year. So
yeah, well, and we all live in three different states, so I think it's a wonderful excuse for us to keep chatting.
It's our three disastrous selves just talking about shit.
And you can listen to it or you don't have to. Like, that's on you. Make good choices, I guess. But until next time.
Or bad choices if it means listening to
us. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm not saying it's necessarily a good choice to listen to us, but that's it's a choice. Well, thank you for listening. Yeah. Until next time on Disastrous, cowabunga. Bye.
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 Yay!